Over here, you have the library of Alice A. Bailey. And if you see, she has numerous volumes here on the New Age movement and spiritualism. This is right here in the Lucius Trust library located in London, directly next to the United Nations Center as well. I found this interesting. This is amazing. And this is inside of the Lucius Trust Library. You have a book here on William Shakespeare, William Shakespeare's writings. This is in Lucius Trust Library. So, what do you think William Shakespeare's writings are all about? I'm shocked. Here's another interesting one. Inside of the library of Lucius Trust. A candid history of the Jesuits. Clearly showing the link between the Jesuits and spiritualism. Here's another book for you. The Yoga. Teachings on yoga. All of these ideologies are in harmony with the theosophical movement. They're all in harmony with spiritualism. See multiple books here on yoga. Ani yoga. Here's another one. Yogi philosophy. And I've seen quite a few books here on yoga thus far. All of them. Right here in this library.
Look at that. The Gnostic Gospels.
Where we have
far right.
Oh my goodness. The Gnostic Gospels. Of course, you have multiple books in here on astrology and telepathy and numerous other. Eastern forms of spiritualism. Here's where you get your Easter from. Let me see. The Rosicrucian manual right here. Hmm. and just various books on magic and communicating with animals. Very interesting. Teachings of Zoroaster. Rational mysticism. Yeah, this is Blavatsky. Now, yeah. Let's see. Now that you have up here Blavatsky's writings on secret doctrines, Madame Blavatsky. I mean, this is it. This is where it's all at. You can just imagine how many fallen angels have to be in this place itself, because these are ideologies that they themselves conceive. Amazing.